the Skid Row Studios. And this is a big day because we are doing something new here. Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com is happy to present Bad Advice. That's right. It's Saturday, 2 o'clock. And just like we are every Saturday here at Skid Row Studios, we are here with a new episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. Make sure you follow Bad Advice on Facebook and also on Twitter. Our hashtag for Twitter is Drew's Bad Advice. And like I say, this is our first show where you can hear us on Sirius Extreme XM 165. This is big time now. We're really excited.
Drew, I just sorry to interrupt, but you know, they say you never forget your first.
I'm going to remember this always.
Well, I'm thinking for the listeners, you know, I promise, Vic Cohen, that's me, to be very gentle.
I'm bleeding already.
I don't think you can commit to that promise.
Now, for those of you who are first-timers to Bad Advice, let me just give you a quick rundown of what we do. You can call us here if you'd like at 800-893-9562. I am joined every week, as I am this week, by a panel of very funny people. You can ask questions on any subject at all. Since we are completely untrained and unqualified, we will give you some bad advice. We'll also be giving some advice to people who just didn't ask, but we'll give it to them anyway. I want to introduce you to our panel this week. To my left, we have Mr. Sal Rodriguez, host of the podcast Registered Ear Offenders. Sal, say hello.
Hello there, Extreme XM 165, and want to give a happy birthday shout out to my brother David. He's 40 something today. I love you, brother. I'll see you tomorrow.
Very nice. Also, we have Marie Del Preti. Marie.
Hi.
We'll get into credits and stuff later because I want to get started on the show. But okay. Marie,
shut up, Marie.
No.
I was going to tell you to follow me at Marie Del Preti on Twitter, but there you go.
And you should, Marie Del Preti on Twitter. Zachary Foster.
Hello. Happy birthday to Sal's brother.
Nice. All right. We've already heard from Vic Cohen. Vic, you have a new TV show coming out.
Yeah, I'm a writer for a show on NBC called Take It All. I'm the writer, and I'd love for you guys listening to watch it. And also, if we're even though we're not talking about like pitching each other, I was going to say, you know, you can follow me on Facebook at VicCohen.com. That's what I was going to say.
You can say that. It's all right. We are waiting on Ken August, who apparently, and there he is.
Oh, Ken, get your ass in here.
Damn. No. All right. Gus,
what
come
the hell?
On, sit down.
You're pulling a Marie today.
All right. He'll make it here eventually. Yeah, all right.
I got some advice for Gus. Get here on time.
Yeah, there you go. That's
I'm
good advice.
Tomorrow. Does that count?
All right. Now, our first story tonight. This comes out of Nebraska. Apparently, a Nebraska man has been accused of pretending to be an undertaker in order to get the rings back from his deceased fiancée. Police say that about 2 weeks ago, Terry Kurtzels, 58, showed up at the Wadlow Razonke Funeral Home wearing a funeral director name tag. He said he represented the family of one Jessica Johnson, 34, who died November 20th. He allegedly asked the funeral home's owner for Johnson's two engagement rings, which were valued at a total of $500.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand this guy took it all the way. He actually wrestled as the Undertaker as well.
Really, Sal? Yeah.
That's
really?
How you want to start the show?
Can we cut off Sal's mic?
I'm getting warmed up, folks. I'm getting warmed up.
That's a reference to a wrestler. Is that right?
Yes,
that
it is.
Okay, for those of you
but wait a minute. She
wrestling.
Wasn't married to this guy?
No, they were engaged. Apparently, she died. And so this guy...
Just to get out of a wedding.
Yeah, probably true. Zach, on these rings, make sure you write... There you go.
So Jessica is the dead person.
Yes, Jessica's the dead person. I guess he just was a firm believer in that old adage, you really can't take it with you.
So he may believe he was actually married to her to get the rings back?
No, he went one step further. He pretended he was the funeral director.
That's so gangster.
Right?
I don't even know if there is any advice to give this guy. I mean, he's so clever. He should be on our panel.
I know. I'm kind of
he
impressed.
Should be giving
Ladies
advice.
Here I am. Thank you very much. That is why I am late.
Oh, will you just wrap
I love
it
this
up?
Guy.
Isn't he great? I mean, I think that's awesome.
I love the fact that he felt like a big deal because he gave her two rings, you know, yet they're still valued at. Only under $500.
I wonder, exactly. Two rings, $500. I guess that's 6 months of salary. This guy, you know, I'm not really good at math, but I think that comes out to he does not make much.
6 months of salary? What is this, the honeymooners? I
mean, what is it supposed to be, like 2 years?
Well, you know what? This guy's doubly awesome because he's not only a ring bearer, he's also a pallbearer.
Really?
You.
Really?
Come on, you guys. Give me some love.
I'm going to dig a ditch to throw you in today.
Wow. This is weird.
Our first show on Extreme XM 105, and Sal's coming with this.
I mean, I'm getting warmed up. Undertaker and just like, you know.
Undertaker's one of the biggest wrestlers alive.
Physically, just height-wise, you mean?
No, everything. He's one of the biggest.
We like him. We
did this guy get arrested?
The Undertaker?
No, actually, the funny thing is the only crime this guy committed was impersonating... an Undertaker.
You're going to tell me also impersonating an Undertaker is a crime?
That's not a crime.
How's that a crime?
It doesn't even have a uniform.
He was wearing the badge. It had his name.
You're not so supposed to play with dead people. That's what I think happened.
Well, he didn't fondle her or anything.
First of all,
we don't know. I mean, it just wasn't in the article.
Aren't we just one episode away when Vic was highly recommending fondling dead people?
No, I never said that.
It kind of was.
Here's my question. No. How come he wasn't a part of the family process and he could say to the family, like, hey, can I have my rings back? Was he just embarrassed?
The woman probably killed herself to get out of the marriage. I'm guessing maybe he was persona non grata.
Yeah, there's a blank in this story.
Yeah. All right, well, in that case, we'll move on. Okay. This next one, you know, we often have our less than fully intelligent criminals, but here we go. DeMarco Alonzo Thomas lost $20,000 in drug money, then went to the police to ask for a written excuse. apparently, after he lost the money, this guy was very concerned that the local drug cartel was going to kill him. So he went to the police asking if they could just write him a note saying they had seized the money.
Huh. Yes.
Is this on Breaking Bad?
Drug cartels love when you go to the cops first. Yeah. They like that.
Apparently.
It's like a doctor's note when you miss work.
Exactly.
Juan Epstein from the Sweat Hogs? Is
that yeah.
My dog ate my cocaine.
Where did this happen?
This was in Arizona. But this gets even better. The cops, when he came in, decided to search him. They proceeded to find $17,000 in his pants and another $3,000 in his wallet.
So he just didn't want to give up the cocaine to the cartel?
He didn't want to give the money
or
the drugs to the cartel.
Dude, you can't do this. What's the matter? What kind of criminal are you? You cannot play both sides like
seriously,
that.
Seriously, an unethical cocaine criminal is what you're coming with. How dare he?
I also think he needs a bigger wallet. If he can only fit three of the $20,000
he also
wallet.
Needs a bigger penis because he fits $17,000 in his pants.
Oh, yeah.
That's a valid point.
I would have been just the reverse right there.
No, you were not having $20,000 anywhere on your body, dude.
You're right. I'd have just kept the cocaine.
And the penis.
I like people like this because they really prove that it doesn't, you know, crime doesn't pay. Most of these people are morons.
Vic's full of love today. Well, usually hate everybody.
Yeah,
today you're loving everybody.
Could have paid this
what
guy
happened?
If he would have just stuck
drinking?
To the plan. You know what I mean? He didn't stick to the plan. It could have paid him very nicely.
Well, what was the plan?
You know, drugs for the money.
Yeah, sell the drugs.
Sell the drugs, give the cartel the money.
Yeah.
But this guy had sell the drugs, keep everything. I don't understand. Yes. Where did he go wrong? I don't understand.
This is probably, I have to be honest, I kind of relate with DeMarco Alonzo Thomas.
Oh, wow.
Because you look so much alike.
No, there's nothing written here. I was just
proof
listening
Vic
very closely. Nothing written. And let me tell you something, DeMarco Alonzo Thomas. Here's the deal. I would probably be the same kind of criminal because I'm scared of life. And I would be the kind of guy that would be scared of the cartel. And like a little baby, I'd probably go to the police and look for help. I mean, that's why I'm not a criminal, because I'm just too scared.
Well, listen, you should never apply to the cartel.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't be anything illegal like this because I would be just afraid of getting shot, and I love living.
The second you walk into Mexico, somebody is shoving 14 pounds of coke up your ass.
Yeah, you're a cruel man if I ever saw one.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you might not even get out of the studio without somebody doing it to you. Sal, I'm not implying it's you, but it's you.
Here we go. This is a story. Vic in high school.
No, I was going to say, when I was in high school, I was the oldest, I still am, of three kids, and I was so
really
scared.
Really, none caught up?
I was so scared of drugs that I really thought that in high school they were going to force me to take drugs. I guess that's not how it works,
and
though.
Did they force
you
to take drugs?
They forced me in high school.
Yeah,
and by forced, I mean they sent me an invitation.
They forced me by force is, do you want to try some drugs? Yeah.
I have an actual forced story, though, of drugs.
Really?
But in the seventh grade, I was at some friend's house and these older high schoolers showed up. And they had a 6-foot bong.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they held me down and held my nose with the bong to my mouth.
Wow.
Really?
But they were real potheads. They got bored because I held my breath too long and they just left.
When I was younger, I was 12, and my babysitters forced me to smoke a joint.
See?
I had all the wrong babysitters growing up.
I just want to know if smoke a joint was a euphemism for something. Like, did you have a male babysitter?
Want to smoke my joint, Marie?
She was 20 before she realized joints didn't grow out of the midsection.
Inhale, swallow. It's all the same. You know. All right, next story. Well,
I'll just say this. The one thing, I wasn't addicted to drugs as a kid, but I was addicted to playing with myself.
You were
addicted.
That's not
an addiction.
Yeah, right.
That's just a weekend.
And you haven't gotten over that yet.
I could not keep my hands off myself, and I still can't. Yeah. I'm not my type.
Keep your hands on the table, Vic.
Vic,
keep them there.
You're no quitter. Listen, our next story, Beth A. Hours is her name. Beth A. Hours works as a jail nurse, and she's accused of performing oral sex on a prisoner and is now facing 4 years in jail.
I saw this movie.
Isn't there a penal code against that?
Oh!
Hello!
Ron Swallow is angry.
And you guys give me a hard time.
Now, apparently, this is a crime because apparently an inmate in a correctional facility is legally incapable of consenting to a sexual relationship with an employee while in custody.
I beg to differ.
They interviewed one of, you know, the people involved, and they said, just get rid of the law you have on your books, which determines if a man was capable or incapable of consenting to a blowjob. The answer is always 100% yes.
Wait, who said that? Because they are very wise.
One of the representatives.
Are they blaming the inmate or the actual prison guard?
No, the prison guard.
Oh, okay, that sounds right.
Really? You're going to blame a guy because he said yes to the... That's what the prison rep is saying.
Oh,
it's
is
like,
the prison a guy? The prison guard is a guy?
No, it's a woman.
Oh, so what's the problem?
Right, and the prisoner got the
blowjob.
Oral sex. So, yes. I mean, he was doing hard time.
Eight prison puns, really?
Fingers crossed going, God, I hope there's a prison story. Nice. Yeah, no.
Well, because Vic is just recovering from an actual live cavity search on your show, I understand.
That's true. At Vic Cohn, It's a Fair Question, episode 3.
Yes.
I do get a body cavity search live on the air, and I literally do get completely naked in here in studio.
Oh, my God.
I heard you had a sock on.
I had a bodyguard to the stars who once worked in a prison, and he had me down to my last tube sock, and that went, and Gus listened.
That wasn't a tube sock. That was your anus.
He did look in my rear end.
That's my God. Tell the rest of the story. You had a special surprise for him.
I did. I had something in my butt cheeks. He had him open them up, and he's like, wait a minute. If we see something. And I had a thank you card buried in my ass for him.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys see the hand signal he gave for opening up his ass?
It was like 4 feet wide.
Yeah. Well, I need to use my hands. I can't do it just with my muscles back there.
Good to know. I don't know what the question was, but it was mostly about Vic's ass.
Getting back to our show now.
You guys have a show? Okay.
Yeah, thanks. With this prison thing, I just think if you want to rehab someone, that is not the way to do it. Because that is no way to get a guy going, I never want to go back to prison.
No, here's what they need to do. And I think this should be in the code. And I think that if this is going to ever happen, this is what if you do get oral sex in prison, whoever gives it to you, if it's staff, must use lots of teeth so that it's not enjoyable.
If it's a British prison guard is what we're...
Who, like, was this a guard? Is just a regular guard?
Yeah, it was...
I thought it was a jail nurse.
Oh, no. Did I say guard? Nurse. Yeah, it was a nurse.
It was the jail nurse. She was doing her Florence Nightingale duty.
So everybody in prison the next day came down with the flu. Is that what you're
That's pretty
about?
Much what yes. we can assume.
Don't they have visits that you can have if you're dating or married to one of the...
Conjugal visit?
Why couldn't she just, order up a conjugal visit?
I don't think... You can't have a conjugal visit unless you're married.
Yeah, you can't order it up like a freaking In-N-Out burger. Like, I'll get conjugal visit animal style.
Let me get
I'd like 25 to life and some sex.
Let me tell you this. My guess is that Nurse Beth A. Hours is... I just heard the name. I remembered. Nurse Beth A. Hours. I'm guessing she's not the most attractive nurse. You know, I don't think the prison gets the hotties.
You never know.
You don't know that.
If this was a porn movie, she would be unbelievably hot.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think so. I think she probably has a lot of mouth sores, and she's probably about 700 pounds.
Well, the thing of it is, I'm sure this isn't the first prisoner that she's blown.
Maybe she's a dental dam or something.
Yeah, why you got to ruin the fantasy, Vic?
Because I just want to bring everyone to reality.
All right, fine. Then we'll move on.
This is a new Vic today. This is serious.
It's very calm.
On serious.
I do want to remind everyone that our show today is being broadcast on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration here with Skid Row Studios. If you want to call in live and join the conversation, if you have something you want to add,
It's 800-893-9562. Our next story, I wish you could see the picture. You can look her up online. This woman, not a looker.
She's a prison nurse.
Worse than a prison nurse. Melissa Miller is her name. And
write it down,
Melissa
Vic.
Melissa Miller apparently was caught driving 100 miles per hour. And when the cops asked her why, she said God told her to.
I'm like her.
She was pulled over early Tuesday after cops witnessed her speeding and blowing her horn. This was in Fort Pierce, Florida. When the authorities questioned why she was doing this, she said, I was letting the Lord's spirit guide me.
Well, this is easy. She said, I've got a job interview. Her friend said, Godspeed.
Oh.
God. Yeah. And good night, folks.
You're just going to keep trying. Come on back, Sal. It's all right. We still love you. Jeez. I just find it funny. All these people, it's always like, they're always telling God or the Virgin Mary, whatever, is always telling people to do stupid stuff. Why is it never like bake a pie?
Well, I feel like God's behind me when my foot like hits the pedal every
really?
Time I get
God,
like,
huh?
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah. I like the fact that he's too busy to come down and tell you which religion is the real religion, but he'll tell you to hurry up and get in the left lane.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
nice.
God or scotch and soda, you yeah. know.
One time when we were younger, my ex-boyfriend's cousin Joe, he was a maniac, and we were driving to the clubs, and he was literally doing 100 miles an hour through Brooklyn, passing every single red stop sign.
Nice.
And we're like, we're never going to survive to the freeway like this. You know what I mean? And sure enough, it's like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And then the cops pulled us over. So immediately we thought on our feet, and we're like, okay, we had one of our friends say, like, you're diabetic, and we're rushing to your house.
To your house or the hospital?
No, to the house to get the medicine.
Oh, okay.
Wait, who's diabetic?
I'm a diabetic, and the Daily Show's almost on.
Who's diabetic? You? You're drinking Coke and eating chocolate.
Not me, my friend. And so anyway, so the cops like, okay, and they follow us to the house, and like my friend went another step further, and she passed out, like maybe, and so he carried her to the steps, and we all went upstairs. And
it's then the dumbest cops ever, by
know,
the way.
We
it's
waited
great.
Like 10 minutes, and then we were like back in the car.
Oh my god,
the worst cops ever.
Cops are cool.
Were one of these cops Don Knotts by any chance? The worst cops ever.
No, they're like, yeah, yo, what are you doing? You're driving so fast.
Oh, look, she's unconscious. That's it. All right, you guys are good.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay.
Is that Sylvester Stallone as the cop?
Wait, who's driving? Was that DeMaro Alonzo Thomas driving?
I assume this story didn't take place in L.A. because there's no way
no,
God
Florida.
Would deal with the traffic around here.
No,
there's no way.
No,
okay.
No way. So now, I'll tell you, the only time, before we move on, the only time I ever actually did get away with something with cops... Like thinking like Marie did.
It's when you blew him?
No.
That was a different time.
That was when I was a nurse.
That was just for the taste.
Prisoner.
No,
prison
nurse. This was back in New Jersey when I lived there, and we had spent the entire night doing ridiculous amounts of cocaine and drinking. And we were driving home, and we drove right into one of those DUI stops with the flashing lights.
Oh my God.
I mean, literally, we had like... You know, there was coke on the dashboard. Just, it was out of control. So we're wiping everything off. And I'm with my friend, and we're just looking. And he's like, we're doomed. I'm like, I have an idea. We pull up. I roll down the window. Cop's like, all right. You know, before he can say anything, I'm like, is this one of those DUI things? He's like, yeah. I was like, do I get to blow into one of those breathalyzers? I've always wanted to try that. I have always wanted to do this. Do I get to do that? He goes, have you been drinking? I'm like, no, but I really, really want to try this thing. He's like, this is not a game.
That was awesome.
Get out of here.
My friend
is looking at me like, did that really work?
No, that's a great plan. You know, Drew, when I was young and my buddy and I would go shoplifting, we would walk out of the store. Let me tell you something. We would walk out of the store and we'd point at each other saying to the manager of the store, he stole something, he stole something, ha ha ha. And we'd be pointing, he stole something. And the manager would laugh and let us walk out of the store.
That's hysterical.
You guys are fantastic criminals.
I used to let my girlfriends come into... I hated this one store I worked in, and I was 16. And I would let them come into the dressing room and just pile on clothes underneath their clothes and leave.
What is going on?
What is this?
I'm certainly the good person.
Really?
In
I know. Marie, the nice
in my pocket.
Holy crap. First of all, Zach is here, and he's like 9 years old. This guy's going to walk out of here and
do all these things
shit
work?
And blowing prisoners.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You guys are ruining this kid.
We like to teach people here.
This
like
is
that
the criminal
advice.
Side. This is the criminal
behavior.
Side.
I am so scared, though.
Shit.
I am so scared of cops in anything. I get petrified. I'm so scared.
You know you're white, right? You've seen that you're white?
No, I know, but I still get scared.
If you do something wrong, they may shoot Sal.
That's why we have a Mexican in the studio. If anything goes down, we know they're taking him.
Nondescript looking, though.
I don't know. When I see an Amber Alert, when I see an Amber Alert, I actually check my car.
You check your own license plate.
I look in my backseat. I'm like, am I driving a white Taurus? I don't remember.
Why is it always like a white car? You notice it's always a white car.
What?
Huh?
The Amber Alert. It's always a white car they're looking for.
Well,
they feel like they should look for something white.
Yeah.
And so it's the car.
I'm not just saying that as a joke.
I know. Criminals don't get red cars or bright cars because it draws attention to the cops.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know who that Amber chick is, but she's getting snatched up like every freaking day.
Has anyone here ever been busted by the cops for having sex in their car?
Yes.
While driving?
In somebody else's car.
Really?
No. I'll add it to the list of things to do.
I have.
Vic has been busted for having sex with a car.
I have been busted for most things you can get busted for.
Has anybody noticed we're 30 episodes into this show and Marie just started raising her hand when she wants to speak? Does it not freak anybody out?
Is everybody's talking?
Yes, you may use the bathroom, Marie. Yes, you may.
I feel like I have to raise to get my...
No, yes, you just gotta jump right in. We're very aggressive on this show. All right, next story, because we got a lot of questions to get to. This one is right here in California. This one's a little weird. Jason, you'll like this one, Sal. It's your people.
All right.
Jason DeJesus and Chanel Trodson were arrested after allegedly kidnapping a handyman at gunpoint, beating him, then forcing him to make repairs at their sprawling Morgan Hill home.
Excellent.
The handyman was assaulted, he was threatened with his life, and he was forced to do some work at the house. The man spent up to 7 hours fixing the dishwasher, repairing a broken door, and performing other tasks. But it didn't end there. After he fixed the stuff at their house, at gunpoint, they forced him into a car, drove him to a friend's house, and made him do more repairs.
He was still getting paid $25 an hour.
He was. Well, these guys in front of Home Depot, they need work, so they're willing to do it all.
At least they weren't getting raped or anything. I mean, come on.
There you go.
Really? That's the plus side of the story, Marie?
There you go. Every story you can finish off with, well, at least he wasn't raped. Nice.
Well,
he wasn't abducted by the church.
I hired a couple of guys outside the U-Haul, and I hired them to whitewash this apartment. I bought a house, and I wanted to just fix up and get my deposit back. And literally, like, they were so horrible. They whitewashed the floor, everything. I was like,
I'm Mexican. I don't even know what whitewashed is.
Like,
what is
that?
Just
like wipe down the walls with white paint.
Just paint the walls.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you wear that top for me?
A little is poking out. No, I just kind of picked it up. I have a lot of tops like this.
No, you have wonderful cleavage today.
Why?
Wow.
Why don't you just say paint the walls white? What is whitewash?
I don't know. Maybe it's
like a Tom
term.
Sawyer reference.
What are we doing here?
Are you pregnant?
No.
What the hell?
You look bigger today.
Wow.
Maybe your eyes are smaller.
I don't know. But that dress.
Maybe if you stop squinting at her while you stare.
I think it's a different bra.
Can I tell you something? Yes. As a man,
yes.
I'm gonna tell you that bra is working for you.
Is it a good bra?
It really is.
Padding,
is it a genie bra?
Oh my god! Hey, sounds like him.
Well,
my cat.
I had Sal stuck his whole head into Marie's shirt.
He's in my lungs right now.
Hey Vic, can I tell you? Generally, as a man, and I haven't been one for quite some time, but what I remember is
he's read about
most women don't like when you randomly say, "Hey, are you pregnant?" Because a lot of them tend to not be pregnant when you ask that question.
No, I wasn't looking at her belly.
It's like, do you like food? You look fat.
No.
It all goes back to Vic wanting to nurse. And so yes,
is my fantasy. One of my fantasies, I'd love to nurse. Not nurse someone, but be a nurse.
You'd like to be a jail nurse?
Yeah. Sal is back.
Now you're back.
There you go. It took him a little while.
Only 24 minutes in.
He was buried under 14 puns, but there it is.
I think he ate too much corn today.
What? It's my ease.
You know, it's funny. Marie came with that. Well, at least he wasn't raped.
Yeah.
But here's a rape story, but it's not a rape story.
You love these rape stories.
Well, sometimes they're funny.
We'll try.
Rape is not funny.
Yes, here on Skid Row Studios. No, listen.
All right, go for it.
This is a Tennessee woman who's accused of filing a false rape claim against her date because she just simply didn't enjoy the sex she had with him.
Oh, God, I'm a rapist.
They met on a dating website called Meet Me.
M-E-A-T.
No. They brought the suspect in for questioning, and he told them that they had met online, the two had engaged only in consensual sex, and that they had even made plans to continue seeing each other. So they brought her in, talked to her, and at first she stuck to her story, but then she admitted, yeah, all right, I lied. but only because she didn't enjoy the sex and it was quote unquote bad.
Well, she did have a reason at least.
First of all, this is why you need to videotape all sex.
I agree completely.
You know? That's why that camera's up there now, in right. case one of us ends up having right. sex with Marie.
Get the cavity search.
Sal, if you and I end up making love, it's on you, stream.
You consented. He consented.
Yes, I'm consenting.
Hello, camera.
But seriously.
No, but Zach over there is like, well, you know, if it has to happen, it has to happen.
If things go down.
It's how you get initiated onto the show, Zach.
It is?
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, every new person.
That's right. Zach's first time.
Yay.
Hi, Jerry.
And Zach, you're here on a big day because not only are we going out on Skid Row Studios, but we are on Extreme XM 105 in collaboration with you here at Skid Row Studios.
165.
What did I say?
105.
Did I say 105?
105.
I meant 165. We don't even like 105. Yeah. If you're listening to 105, you suck. Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. And you can catch us here every Saturday, 2 to 3. Our hashtag, if you want to follow on Twitter, is Drew's Bad Advice.
That's Pacific time, 2 to 3.
That's right.
Can I say on this story, though, she's a little bit brilliant, though. Every guy after this is going to be terrified to perform poorly.
Good point.
She's investing in one lie to save her sex life.
I never perform nice. Poorly. I perform extremely well for 2 minutes.
Quickly.
I
actually, he performs quickly. He's efficient.
Yes.
Actually, what I do is I actually ask for a Yelp review. And I must tell you,
nice.
Vic has one out of five stars.
I've got 5 stars.
Do you?
You know, and they're from one woman.
Only one.
She gave him 1 star, but 5 times.
Now, City Search has a very poor review of you, I understand.
No, I was actually voted Valley's best.
Look up Vic on Angie's list. That's nice. Nice.
And he will whitewash your house.
This is a deeper issue on men not performing properly with their woman. I think she got frustrated and she, got even.
Why aren't women ever blamed? Look, this is a lot of pressure. I don't make any excuses. I do my best in bed. But women are never blamed for their sexual performance, and a lot of women suck.
Yeah, and you just lay there.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't suck. So.
Someone get me the phone. I'm going to call the cops. I'm accusing Marie of rape.
First of all, here's the deal.
Because she won't have sex with you.
It's the worst sex I've had in, well, maybe not.
First of all, here's my thinking.
It would be if I participated.
Here's my thinking about this.
Yes.
Ladies, you know, you have a vibrator. And so if there's ever a problem...
Do? And they use it, believe me.
Yeah, and...
There's only one vibrator they all use?
We just pass it around. It's like the We Are the
it's
World.
It's very popular.
It's a timeshare.
Listen, let me tell you something, Zach. Batteries are expensive.
But, right? I do recommend cleaning that vibrator once in a while. But the truth is that women don't really have a great excuse for complaining.
How do you know?
I just am telling you how it is.
Haven't you read his Yelp review, Marie?
No, my
I have no idea.
First of all, women. I know women. I know women better than you.
Okay.
I've been with more women than you have.
He knows your body more than you know your body.
Can I tell That's you only something? Because he watches you from outside.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. You say that as a joke, Sal, but the truth is I do know Marie's body better than her.
Wow.
It's because you stare at it every week. For an hour every week.
Like still DNA supposed now. To be learning
from Let me tell you something. Honestly, I could satisfy any woman. That nurse, I could satisfy her. You, I know exactly
and
what
you're going
to
have the
push.
Opportunity because you are this close to getting arrested.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you that I'm
Honey,
very
don't
good.
Don't come down to the studio.
Everyone had their thing. Some guys are like the nerds, you know, who mine as a kid was the female body. I've studied it. At
dissected
length.
It. Dissected in jars.
Vic is telling people he's good at sex.
He's like Dexter, Ovi.
I am very good, and you know what? And I know Sal can relate to this because he comes. We are cut from the same cloth.
Mexican?
He can do like a pap smear on me.
No. The point is that Sal and I, and I will speak for you, Sal, we know how to say, we take pride. It's one of the most important things in our lives is to keep a woman happy.
Because we're short.
Are they collecting quotes for the Amber Alert now?
Vic has now reached a level of terrorist threat.
All right. I'm just sharing.
We got time for one more quick, or maybe one or two quick stories and then a lot of questions. So we're going to do these fast. Brittany Saunier, this woman's a real winner. This one, she was going out with this guy. He got suspicious because their sex life wasn't doing great. So he talked to her about it, and she said, well, I need to show you some pictures about what I'm into. So he assumed it was either going to be about a threesome or swinging. He's like, you know, I'm open to that kind of thing. She showed him pictures on her cell phone about having sex with the family dogs.
Whose family?
Her family.
Her family dog. That's disgusting. Someone else's family is okay, but your family dog.
Well, let's be consistent. What does a dog look like?
That's true. We usually do ask that question.
It's a hot dog.
Oh, Sal is back to where you started.
I'm so confused with Sal.
The story gets even crazier because she started to show him pictures of people having sex with animals. She told him that she was interested in having sex with dogs and then went on to tell him that she's been having sex with their family dogs since she was 13.
Don't judge.
This is becoming a popular thing, though, because my girlfriend just told me that, and she showed me this follower that she has on Twitter that is into bestiality, and she has all these pictures up on her Twitter of her, like, getting it from the dog, giving it to the dog.
You call it bestiality. Vic calls it interspecial love.
Yeah, Vic, I mean, there might be some love there. Let me, I think it's wrong, but I will say, if you're good, I think this was said to the other side, you know, you want to, it's man's best friend, right? So if you're going to make love to anyone, I don't
know. Am I not your best friend? No, I disagree.
If you're going to make love to anyone, why not be your best
friend? The ex-boyfriend told police that he was disturbed and freaked out, and he told this woman, Sonia, that she was disgusting. And then it says they broke up shortly thereafter, which that part I don't find hugely surprising.
Well, the reason I would have a problem with that is because once you have sex with that dog, you're having sex with every dog that's had sex with. And that's a whole dog pound when you're done.
That's a dog park.
No, here's where I draw the line. If you're a man and you fuck a dog, you're an asshole. If you're a woman getting fucked by a dog, you're just letting a dog fuck you.
You're a website.
Exactly. The dog wants to fuck you, so you're just letting him.
Now, I know that Zach has something to say about this.
I do. That's concerning.
Go ahead.
I have. I'm going to weigh in on this. Yeah. If a dog has sex with a woman and a woman has sex with a dog, yeah, gross. You know, if a man has sex with a dog, he's raping a dog.
That's true.
I don't think bestiality should be illegal. I think animal rape should be illegal.
I agree.
Illegal.
I agree with Zach.
I'm going to draw a line, and I'm going to stand on the bestiality.
Well, you know,
side,
we did this story, I think it was last week. In England, they have these...
I dated a dog for 3 weeks. It was consensual. I don't understand what the problem is.
She was just ugly. It's different.
She just like walks.
I might have been the best
They actually had to change the law in Germany because bestiality was not illegal. And they had these... what they called erotic zoos. We did this story.
Yeah, that's right.
And now they're closing them down. It's like, because, you know, that's like a heavy petting zoo.
But you don't know.
Can you cut off Drew's microphone, please?
I did that for Sal. Was that wrong?
You don't know what kind of relationship can spawn out of something like that. I mean, maybe there's some true love.
Yeah, a four-legged child is what can spawn.
Do you spawn or mutate out of that?
Here's the advantage to making love to a dog. Okay.
Really?
Okay. If you're going to have a relationship with a dog,
a relationship.
An excerpt from Vic's book, Things I Fucked.
No, I haven't. And the reason I haven't is because I don't find him attractive. But
on the other hand,
it's not about the law for me. Okay, but it's about think about what you're saving and taking your lady out for dinners. You know how much is Alpo? Like, you don't ever have to take her out to dinner.
Once you start fucking the dog, you better be feeding the dog something better than Alpo, you cheap bastard.
Yeah. You better give that dog science diet.
You are a
science
horrible
diet.
Boyfriend.
Issue. See, this is why you're single. Because yeah. No. You're about to
Vic, if your girlfriend doesn't deserve nature's
that's
recipe.
That's the reason. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
some well, dog is going to break up with you any minute now.
No, the reason I'm single, Marie, is because you're married.
Aww. Well, from a bad dog story to a great dog story, this one makes me happy as can be. This is from New Zealand. For the past 2 months, animal trainer Mark Vett has been teaching dogs to drive. It's part of a campaign from the ASPCA to get people to adopt rescue dogs to show how smart they are. They've been working with these dogs, and the dogs are actually effectively driving these cars that have been modified for, you know, doggy appendages. Now, up to this point, the animals have driven only with some human guidance in the form of verbal commands and the occasional steering wheel readjustment. But their star pupil, Porter has taken the minivan for a spin completely unassisted next week.
Where is this again?
I love this.
This is in New Zealand.
This actually ties into our last story because basically now people can finally blow dogs as the dogs drive.
I was going to ask how long until a dog gets pulled over for speeding and blames it on God.
I want to have this dog drive, well, not really, but then blame it on him when I'm speeding.
Really? See,
I've heard about this story and actually out there in New Zealand, they've actually created a carpoodle lane.
No. Okay, I think you guys are missing the obvious one here. No, no. The thing is... You know that as soon as that dog Porter, as soon as they let him behind the wheel alone, he is heading straight for the house of that woman that fucks the dog.
Yeah. Well, the reason it's dangerous also is because you know the dog's head will be out the window the whole time.
Oh, I like that. I like that one.
All right, we got to get to questions. If you have a question for us here at Bad Advice, again, the number 800-893-9562. If you are one of our listeners on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com, you are not hearing it live. You're hearing a recorded version, but you can catch us live at Skid Row every Saturday, 2 to 3. Make sure you subscribe free on iTunes and follow on our Twitter. It's Drew's Bad Advice. You can send in your questions there. We have a lot to get to. Our first one comes from a woman named Marnie. Marnie wrote in, says, my husband insists on wearing turtlenecks. This is a new thing for him, and I hate it. They make him look ridiculous. He says, I just don't appreciate his sense of fashion. How do I convince him it looks awful?
Actual turtlenecks? That's disgusting.
You can point out other people in turtlenecks. That's a good way to...
Can you find other people in turtlenecks?
She should just start wearing turtlenecks.
I think he's going through withdrawals ever since he got circumcised.
I think he's got hickeys. I think he's got hickeys on his neck. I think that's what it is.
Here's
he's hiding
what I think.
Something.
I think that, Marnie, what you need to do is cut off all his turtlenecks, and he will get the hint.
That's a little more than a hint. When you cut off the turtleneck, is that not a little beyond a hint?
Why don't you just cut him?
Maybe he's got a disgusting neck like Murphy Brown.
This actually makes sense to me.
Does Murphy Brown have a disgusting neck?
She does now.
She used to wear scarves all the time on the show. This is a fucking old reference. She used to wear scarves to cover her neck.
That's because she has an old neck. That's why. But
Maybe the rest of her's fine.
Well, that's the first sign of age, I guess, is your neck. But I actually did this with
Marie's
my husband
neck is
because,
good.
Thank you, because he had this like crocheted green sweater. Like, it looked like the Cosby Show was like getting rid of their clothes.
And that old reference.
Like, I know. And I hated this freaking sweater so much. And he would never get rid of it. I tried to have the cats like tear it up. Nothing. You know what I mean? Like, so I decided to burn it.
Nice.
Because it aggravated me. Every time he wore it, I got into a bad mood. I'm like, I hate that.
That's what I do to my girlfriend's granny panties.
You could have left it outside. Vic might have fucked it.
Marnie?
Yeah.
Marnie, I want to give you some advice. This is Vic Cohen.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Here we go.
Marnie, you need to divorce your husband.
A turtleneck.
Yes, because this is a sign of something. First of all, it's really important for a man to have style. And if your man has no style, your man, when it comes to fashion, is a total loser.
If he wears a sport coat over his turtleneck, he looks like an intellectual. No. That is a style.
Now, Marnie, Marnie, you need to change your name.
Either that or buy him a pipe. I mean,
if I were married,
that's not bad.
Marnie, you know, you don't sound hot. And if you are...
Why are you turning on her? I don't understand.
Wow, what a dick.
You're going in the right direction. He's the dick.
He's swinging wildly at everybody.
Marnie,
like,
this is Marie Del Preti. Burn the fucking sweater. No,
first of all, Marnie, in all seriousness, your name is not attractive. And you sound like you weigh about 1,000 pounds.
Why?
And if you're an attractive woman, come up with a cute name like...
What's the matter with you? She didn't name herself when she was zero. What is wrong with you?
You can change a name legally.
But I like Marnie. It's a cute name.
I don't think it's cute. I think she sounds like a dumpy, out of shape, insanely heavy.
Hey, Vic.
Really? You think she sounds like a prison nurse?
Oh, like,
hey, Vic, what are you
going
to tell her now when Marnie writes in and asks about her name, since that had nothing to do with the goddamn question?
She called in for advice. No, this all ties in.
No, it doesn't. It really has nothing to do with the turtleneck.
Right now, because you're a Marnie, and this is what Marnies get. Marnies get guys with turtlenecks.
No, Vic, we need a compromise here, and I suggest that my advice for this lady is a compromise mock turtleneck.
What is a mock turtleneck?
A mock turtleneck is a smaller version of... Do you guys have any fucking fashion or anything?
I thought you meant it's a smaller one. You just wear a turtleneck also to mock him.
I thought a mock turtleneck was like a turtleneck that insulted the other turtleneck. Marie's raising her hand.
I'm raising my hand. What? She should get him a dickie. Have you ever heard of those?
We all have them.
No, a dickie is like a turtleneck that goes over your head, but it's just a cutout, and so you could put any shirt over it.
How about this?
It's a false turtleneck.
You should get that and just wear that. No shirt. Yes.
I want to say one thing real quick.
Okay, real quick.
Marnie, I actually am becoming furious.
Oh, my God.
I am furious because I live in Los Angeles, okay? This is one of the fashion capitals of the world.
Everything I put on... by the way.
Hold on a second. Everything I put on, I think about because it's all about about image, and it's about putting out a good look about who you are. And your husband is lazy, and that turtleneck
he's wearing a dirty old sweatshirt.
Is it from college or something?
You know what? This sweatshirt is cool. It's hip. Please. Chatham University. I thought about what I put on.
No, I agree. That's a cool sweatshirt, and the three people that owned it that bringing it back to the thrift store all thought it was good, too. Yeah. All right, our next question. This one comes from Tina. Tina says, whenever I have sex with my boyfriend, he laughs the entire time. He says he laughs just when he's happy. But I think it's weird. Your thoughts?
I think she has a funny vagina is what I think.
Funny looking or funny ha-ha like?
Funny like it's telling one-liners like, hi, I'm Queen Laquifa, talk to me.
She wears a turtleneck on her vagina.
It's nice.
Is he laughing or she's laughing?
He's laughing.
Or is the vagina laughing?
Is the vagina tying like balloon animals with condoms and stuff?
Nice.
Tina, here's what's going on. I'm going to tell you right now. This is Vic Cohen.
Advice. We knew this.
Your vagina's name is Marnie?
No, the truth.
Are you going to hate her too?
No, here's the truth, Tina. Your husband's gay. Your husband is finding your vagina funny. Because to a gay man, vagina's funny.
No, no.
How do you know what to a gay man, you know,
this proves that you know nothing about vaginas or gay men. Because
I don't find it funny, but gay men do.
No, gay men don't find vaginas funny. They find them icky.
Scary.
Yeah, they're like, ew. They never go, vagina, ha ha. No. You will never, ever get a gay guy going, ha ha.
I think a jovial one would.
Really? A fat gay guy?
You made Santa gay now? Is that what happened? Nice.
Most gay men say to me, like, I left it for a reason. The vagina. I never turned back.
Can I say, though, he might just have a really ticklish penis.
Maybe it's itchy in there or something.
He's got
know.
A washboard vagina that tickles his penis.
How many gay people open up to Marie is what I want to know.
I have a lot of gay friends.
I say stop putting the giant clown nose on your vagina.
That's
your
penis.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to stick with this gay idea because to a gay man, it's so foreign.
I don't think a gay man would be laughing. I'm with Drew on this. If he was like having sex with a woman, he would be crying.
Gay man would not be fucking a woman.
Yeah,
but if he were, sometimes they do. You don't know that because I don't think you have a lot of gay friends, but I do.
I have one gay friend who tells me everything.
Let me tell you this. I'll flip it around. I'm totally straight, but if I were making anal love with a man, I'd be cracking up.
Because you find it foreign.
First of all, this is not the first time Vic has flipped around.
He meant physically.
I'd be, look at me. This is hilarious. I have my penis in a man.
It hurts.
The craziness.
You'd be like, oh, the hemorrhoids. Ow!
Maybe
the
afterwards.
Guy would be laughing, too. He's like, he's in my ass and I don't feel a thing.
Oh.
I don't think so. You gotta
no, he would feel something, trust me. In the heart.
A deep emotional attachment. Okay,
that's right.
Our next question.
Lord.
This one is from Evan. Evan wrote and says, my girlfriend likes to talk to me while I'm in the bathroom. Sometimes she'll even just walk in without knocking. She gets mad if I lock the door. She says I'm too uptight. Am I?
No, my girlfriend does this. I'll be in the bathroom for 30 minutes because it's the only quiet place in the apartment. And she'll stand outside and then she'll say, can I come in and grab something? I go, no, I'm using the fucking bathroom.
Yeah, here's the thing. I would break up with your girlfriend because I can't have that.
I did break up with Sal's girlfriend. She kept walking in the bathroom and I was in there also.
Now, were you in there with Sal?
Not anymore, no.
No, women need to realize when a man's in the bathroom, that's his time, it's his space. Marie, leave your husband alone.
Marie's already shaking her head no.
I have to say something because you don't know my life. And
you don't know me. You don't know me.
Let me tell you something right now, Marie. If I wanted to know something about your life, I will ask Vic.
Exactly.
He knows more about your life than you do.
That's the last stop on the Marie train.
You say that now.
First of all, me and my husband both have a code. Like, we do not bust into the bathroom. Like, neither one of us want to see that. We like to keep our sex life alive.
Good,
it's
I approve.
Not appreciated.
Wait, your husband doesn't want to see you pee?
I don't want to see him. He doesn't want to see me.
He doesn't want to see you pee?
No, I mean, if he wants me to pee on him, I don't know.
I want to see my girlfriend pee.
I want to see.
No, I don't. I want to assume that they don't ever do those things.
Oh, I want to see it. I want to see it right now. Marie, what are you doing?
First of all,
I do have to go.
I do love I love everything
clear
the vagina
space.
Does.
Oh, here we go.
I do.
No, we're not even going to start.
If we had a garbage can here and Marie wanted to pee, I'd be fascinated.
Okay, why am I peeing over a garbage can?
Yeah, why does it have to be a garbage can? It could be your hands. Why a garbage can?
We're in a very nice studio with a working bathroom.
Have you met Vic and his new nickname, Garbage Can?
Evan, I want to
call in and beat the shit out of you.
Evan, Vic hates your name.
Evan, you called up. You want advice. let's give you some advice.
Evan, okay. You look like a Marnie.
And Evan, here's your piece of advice. First of all, you should be thrilled that your wife loves you that much that she wants to see you go number two.
Why are you pointing at Sal? Stop yelling at Sal. Why are you scolding him?
That's called scat when you want somebody to...
No, this is not...
First of all,
singing all shit.
Time out, guys. Listen, this story, you guys are all taking this in way too far. All he said is she likes to talk.
Oh,
he's not asking to watch what's happening. She
don't pull me back from jazz shitting. Jazz shitting is a fantastic idea, and that should be somehow made into a play.
All women love to talk.
Alvin Ailey, jazz shitting.
But there's a time and place for everything. So here's I'm going to end this one up. Evan, here is what you do. Okay.
Put a chair outside the door. Let her talk to you through the freaking door.
Yeah. You just get some headphones. You tell her, you make a deal with her. She can talk, but she's not allowed to come in. And then you just put like some sort of awesome stereo system or something in the bathroom.
I do actually have a suggestion, which may be too good of an advice. What you do is, especially if you have two different bathrooms, turn on the light and close and lock one bathroom door, but don't go into that one. And let her stand outside and talk to the empty bathroom.
That's a good idea. You sneak off.
That's what I would do. Go ahead. Okay, you go to the hardware store. You get rope, duct tape, some garbage bags, and lime, and a shovel.
Oh, that does not sound good.
This is a good plan.
And you build an outhouse outside.
Oh. I thought it was going to be CSI.
What my therapist does with me is not listen and just every now and then go, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tell your wife to text you instead of talk to you.
No, you see, that's a whole other issue. I don't want to get too into this, but... I don't like people that use their cell phones in the bathroom.
Me neither.
Well, that's like everybody.
I do. And you know what?
Do
I also
you really?
Do in my house, you know.
You
what
text me. That's disgusting.
Wait, I don't do it while I'm doing that. But what I do, I look on Facebook. But I do. I'm in the bedroom.
We're friends.
Facebook scatty.
I text my husband from the bedroom. He's in the kitchen to bring me something.
Is it wrong for a woman who's performing oral sex on you to text you?
While she's doing it?
Yeah.
Like,
to say, hurry up.
You're too small.
That's the wave of the future.
You have two more minutes. Better finish.
Right.
LOL.
When Vic gets those texts, it's like it's like the old time operators, $10 for three more minutes.
Damn, I don't know how to make a smiley face.
The time allotted for you to come has been exceeded.
All right, well, here's one. This one comes from Angela. Angela wrote to the website and said, my husband yells at the TV whenever he watches sports, and not just a little. He screams at the top of his lungs like it actually matters.
I yell at the TV.
It's embarrassing when people are over. He says all guys do it. Is he right?
If it's live, it counts. If it's delayed, recorded, it doesn't count.
Well, my husband's not allowed to yell at anything, so he's got to just...
Oh,
allowed.
He must be what's it called? Oh, married.
He's neutered.
That's right. You need to like freaking put a ball gag in his mouth if he wants to watch sports.
It's kind of hot though.
Go on.
It's kind of hot.
Gagged.
Hey, you want to come over for the football game tomorrow?
I'll
ball gag you.
I yell at the TV when I'm looking at porn.
Really? Why not me?
Yeah. Or it's like, finish already. Come on.
Mirror image.
What did you say, Marie?
Mirror image. That's fantastic. So really, no, I mean, I'll yell a little bit. Like, I'll get mad, and I'll curse or something, but I don't yell at it. Now, Gus.
I'm a mess. Gus is a mess.
Seriously, he comes over on Sundays, like, to watch.
It's the fantasy football. It's the fantasy that kills him.
I tell him he's not allowed to talk. I seriously, Marie, I would borrow that ball gag.
Do you want me to come over and
interview? I have one, but mine's too small for him.
This is a fine line. If she puts the ball gag in, we're good with it. If you're borrowing the ball gag, you can go fuck yourself, because that's not happening. But I'll tell you this. Here's what happens is I stand there and watch the game, and because of fantasy, it'll be like first down on their own 20, and I'm screaming, kick an 80-yard field goal, because I have specific players. So it drives them a little nuts.
But let me ask you something, though. If you were ball-gagged and hog-tied, would you actually react that way?
I'll answer that when I'm done masturbating. I don't know if you answered the question, but...
Wait, ball-gag?
Vic is so jealous right now.
Yeah. Ball-gag or balls-gag?
Ball-gag. One ball.
Okay. But what is a balls-gag? Is that like my balls There's telling ball. Jokes? Is that a practical joke for my testicles?
There's a ball. No,
it's your balls delivering one-liners.
I got a hand buzzer on my testicles. Testicles. That's nice.
I can't stand men who scream at the TV constantly. And if I were a woman, that would be a deal breaker.
What do you mean if?
No, I mean, I'm embarrassed by those. Those kind of guys are, you know, who are constantly doing that. They're Neanderthals, mm-hmm. and they should get a life. They should get some kind of, you know,
I have
hobby.
A life. I go to his house and I yell and at his TV. Yeah. Those are my plans.
I don't know. It's
sometimes
like,
I hook up with his dog.
Why don't you read a book?
I can't read.
Go to a movie. He would yell at the book.
If I could read, what would I be doing
have
here?
Have you not met Gus? He likes to yell.
Go to a play.
What's you know, a play?
Yeah, oh, that's going to help.
Don't
it's
a be good such interactive a caveman. Thing.
I've been here for an hour. I have to pee.
You know, think I'm going to make an hour straight? What are you nuts?
You know, when they're yelling, you yell. They can't hear you. Just so you,
first
you know.
Of all, no, that's not true because I'm watching it live.
That's oh, okay. Right.
So you're
but do
fine.
You have money on the game? Is that what happens? You have money on the game? Is that why you get so invested?
Money-ish.
Money-ish.
It's gelt. I have gelt on the game.
Chocolate right. candy?
Well, we got more questions, so let's move on from this one. This one, Eric wrote in, this is a weird one. It says, I just found out my girlfriend has multiple personalities. I'm not sure if I should stay in the relationship or go.
You finally get to fuck 10 women at once. Shut up,
nice.
Asshole.
I break up with 3 of them.
I wonder yes.
What do they look like?
Yeah. Break up. That's Vic is on to something. Break up with the ones that talk too much.
Break up with the ones that talk to you when you're in the bathroom.
I wonder if they do like all have sex differently, all these different personalities.
I'm sure they do. Because you take on a whole persona, which a whole bunch of likes and dislikes. One of them likes to fuck a dog and all that.
I'm basing all of this on the fact that I did watch several episodes of...
Roseanne.
You know, that, no, Tara. What,
oh, that was you? Oh, that
yeah. United States
United
of Tara?
States of Tara, yeah.
So I learned
you
a
the
lot
cast
from that.
No, that
Eric,
that show.
She schizophrenic or something?
She multiple personality disorder.
Eric, here's my advice to you. That's called dating a woman. Every woman has multiple personalities. Usually during the period, it gets very angry.
That's true.
And then, men have periods. So, you know.
What? Okay, and then what? Ramping what? Up you to do, the period.
You have we periods. Do not.
Yes, you do. You do, you do, you do. You get into a bitchy
your husband
mode.
So lies to you.
Once a month, you get into a bitchy mode.
No.
Is your husband on your moon cycle now?
Wait, getting fed up with you once a month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if there's
Marie.
Any correlation to anything.
Yeah.
Huh.
Nothing.
Marie.
Nothing.
Marie, let me tell you something. You have emasculated your man into
not.
Such a fucking woman.
He does what I want.
You've taken his balls away.
He wears turtlenecks.
Yeah, in a funny way, she keeps him in the
he's
glove
in my
compartment.
Back pocket, that bitch.
He is.
Now he's gonna call while he's fucking.
I almost feel like we might need to call the police to rescue him.
Fine, call him. See who.
Don't rescue him. He's babysitting.
He likes it.
He probably is.
He likes it. He'll do what I say.
This guy is so whipped.
This is
it's shocking.
Are you whipped if you're actually just chained to the house, or can you just not
if
escape?
If you like it, are you whipped?
I want him to call right now, and I want to know if he's okay.
Honey. Can you spit the ball gag out?
No, because it really,
I'm going to need you to spit out the ball
how I
gag.
Showed you?
And hop, hop, hop on that little chair I've got you tied to.
I mean, it sounds really difficult being married to you a little bit.
You'd like it.
You know, he adopted her name. He's Del Preti is her original
name. I hate
those
kind of guys. Is that true?
You don't know. You don't know my life. You don't know my life. Don't let me remove my weave. Yeah. You don't know.
And it is true, by the way. Apparently, Marie has at least one personality, as we've all discovered, who's Joe Pesci. So.
Right, that's true. No, but every woman has multiple personalities. It's the truth.
Yeah.
I think, date guys if you want, Eric. I mean, otherwise, this is what you're getting.
Guys have it too. Yeah. That's my point.
No, your guy does because he's
all
been so emasculated, he actually bleeds once a month.
You went through three different personalities in this show. One that hates, one that likes,
yeah.
and
all
one
in
that
one question.
Anything.
He did it all in one question. He's like, Marty, I feel for you. You stupid bitch. I hate you so much.
Thank you, guys.
What happened?
I love you. You want to go out?
No, I would never date a married woman who has a man who wears turtlenecks.
Vic draws a line.
Way to limit it.
It's an interesting place to draw the line. Yeah.
I like that you're choosing women based on the men they're dating.
100%,
well, it's going to affect the taste.
Oh. That's science.
Really?
That's
really?
Science.
I got a groan? Seriously?
Oh.
All right. Next question.
Yes.
This one is from Ben in Reseda. Ben says, I went home over the Thanksgiving holiday and my best friend's mom hit on me. We ended up in bed together. The sex was so good, I can't stop. Well, the guilt is killing me. Should I tell my friend? Well,
is she married, the mom?
He doesn't say.
Well, the problem is that this guy's 50.
I was just going to say, that's what we don't know. You know, Ben's 50. The mom's in her 80s. You know.
I don't think there's a problem here.
Sadly, if it's 50 and 80, I feel less bad about it for the other guy.
My great-grandmother, she was 95, there's and her boyfriend was 60.
Ew.
Yeah, there's
ew.
No way this story doesn't get gross. There's no way this is not
he
gross.
He died before her. She lived to 103, my great-grandma.
And
he
fucked
died
him to death.
65 because he was a drunk.
Do you have pictures?
Which of her personalities killed him?
He was so bomb. Didn't even know how old this
girl was. What do you mean she's not 20? Oh, this sucks.
Marie, did they have sex with each other?
They did.
And some other
people.
I hate when
a woman lies about she not have sex.
You're 95. It's like she lied. She said she was 95 and she's really 103.
If they're going to meet on Craigslist, you know. No, for this one, the guilt is, I mean, here's the thing. You can't tell your friend that you're boning his mother. That's never okay.
Is that guy code against guy code?
Yes.
I think it depends on the friend.
Really?
Really?
I agree.
Well, if your friend can't hear you.
You are not allowed to meet my mother.
I've met your mother.
Your mother's wonderful, by the way.
My mother is great.
Yes, she is.
She's great.
She's wonderful.
None of you can now meet my mother.
Hi, Mrs. Marks.
My mother listens to this show, and no, Mom, you cannot have their phone numbers.
Mrs. Marks, how are you doing?
I love my mother, and I just want her to be happy.
Here's the truth. I'm going to teach you guys.
Okay, wait. Is your mother cute? Because Vic is single.
And you know how to please a woman more than any man
really
ever to exist.
If you want the best for your mom, let me tell you something. I'm going to teach you guys something in 30 seconds. So listen up, panel, and you listening at home. Every man subconsciously wants to make love to his mom. Okay?
No.
It's an Oedipal complex, exists.
Did you say edible or edible?
It's something that we're wired that way. We fight it. And I think the danger here is if you tell your friend, your friend's going to want to do his mom.
And also his brother.
This is going to take me a little less than 30 seconds. And I don't know if this is the medical term for it, but Vic, you're retarded.
Look it up. I said I was going to teach you something. I knew you'd be resistant. But this is the truth.
I will tell you this, Vic. Every once in a while, I will credit you with being correct about something. And this is not one of those times.
No, it's subconscious.
Not consciously or subconsciously have I ever wanted my mother in that way at all.
I want to tell you something. The thoughts have crossed my mind. Not I'd pursue it, but she's married. And, I can't go there.
And I'm friends with her husband. Yeah. Here's the thing. When you're in high school, you always tell your friend, it's like, you would translate, wouldn't it be cool if one of us, was doing somebody's mom? It's like, you just go to your friend and say, listen, I've got good news and bad news. That's it.
Yeah. Also, Eric, there are other people you can have sex with, You don't have to have sex with your friend's mom.
Other people have to get in on that decision, too.
We have time for one more question before we're going to have to wrap this up. This one is from Vanessa.
Yes.
Vanessa wrote, I like to be slapped during sex. I even like a certain amount of pain. Now, the guy I'm seeing now just won't do it. He says, he's not comfortable with it. How can I get him to slap me?
Does she say what city she's in? Because I'm Googling her right now.
She can tell. She can tell him that he tastes worse than his brother. She can tell him that.
That could work.
She can slap his ball sack, and that'll get a slap.
Yeah, he'll Chris Brown his ass.
Get her a $500 engagement ring.
Vanessa, what you need to do is break up with him, because I'm going to tell you something. Being a good lover is like being a good dancer. I'm an excellent lover. It's just innate. Plus, I worked on it. Your husband, your friend, your boyfriend, whatever he is. Every woman likes a little pain, a little pull, not too much. We're not talking about hurting them, but they like to feel controlled.
I don't know how he became every woman.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Marie.
I'm telling you what you like. He's telling you what you like.
I'm telling you what you like. It's true. So.
Pay attention, Marie. Learn something about yourself.
I like to hit a lot, so I don't know.
Here's the thing. If you've listened to any of these shows, at least once a show, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet today. Marie figuratively picks up a bat and smacks somebody in the head with it.
I'm going to bring my bat next week because you know what? I have it by my bed and I feel like this crowd needs
That's not a bat, by the way. That's near your bed.
Does it hum when you plug it in?
Yeah. No. Vic is not a vagina, but apparently he plays one on TV.
What does that mean?
It means you seem to know what every vagina wants.
No, because I actually do know. I've been around and I've seen the looks on their face. And
you
I know
have,
what
have
happens.
You seen a vagina with a face?
Does it sound like this?
I've dated more than one woman.
There's a lot of.
Marie, you're a woman. Let me ask you something.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something, and you can be honest with this.
Fingers out.
If we were making out, okay, would you rather have me hold your head firmly from behind and pull just not hard, too hard, but a little? Wouldn't you prefer that than just a soft little kiss? Yes.
It depends, though.
It depends. Can it be anyone but you doing it?
I mean,
I'm telling telling you.
I mean, yeah, you like it a little rough sometimes.
There we go.
Oh,
no, thank you.
Vic Cohen, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I'm telling
that
you.
So the two well representatives of females.
No, I've always said, I do. This is one of those moments. I'll give Vic some props. That this is true. Every woman I have ever known, you know, has a certain level of that fantasy. You like the rough stuff.
Not too
but
rough.
Here's the thing. If the guy's not comfortable with it, you're not going to be able to get him to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's why you got to break
sexy
up.
Either. Yeah.
Ladies, yeah. Sal Rodriguez, comedian on Facebook. I will slap the shit out of you.
Oh my God.
Throw you off a moving bus if I need to.
I will burn you.
Sal,
whatever you want.
Sal will violate a restraining order to please a woman.
Marie
right Del there.
Freddy here, and I will slap the shit out of you too.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for being here today. I want to remind you one more time, we were very honored and happy for our first time to be on Extreme. XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. You can catch us here every Saturday 2 to 3. I am your host, Drew Marks. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, on Twitter at Drew's Bad Advice. We have Ken August, host of the weekly wrap-up here on Skid Row every Sunday, 4 to 5. Vic Cohen, watch for his new show, Take It All.
And also Vic Cohen is a fair
it's question, a fair question
on
here on Skid Row on Tuesdays. We've got, go ahead.
Zach Foster. Hi, I'm a nice guy.
He's a very funny, nice guy. Marie Del Pretti on Nick
on
at Night.
On Nick Mom's Night Out and Parental Discretion on Nick Mom and at Marie Del Pretti on Twitter.
And we have Sal Rodriguez, host of Registered Ear Offenders here on Skid Row, also on Extreme XM 165. See you next week.
Ciao.